Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, November 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Western Star Resources announces acquisition of an option to acquire a past-producing tungsten project in Nevada. Western Star Resources, Inc. has announced the acquisition of an option to acquire the past-producing Roland project in Nevada. The project boasts high-grade tungsten values, a road-accessible location, and significant exploration potential. With tungsten being a critical mineral for various industries, the acquisition aligns with U.S. government directives to secure domestic supply chains. The transaction details include a total consideration of $60,000 and 1,000 common shares of Western Star Resources, Inc. Western Star plans to conduct exploration activities to prepare the project for drilling early next year, positioning the company at the forefront of rebuilding domestic supply chains for critical minerals.
October EV sales collapse in the U.S. after subsidies end. Electric vehicle sales in the United States plummeted in October following the end of federal subsidies. After the $7,500 tax credit for clean vehicles expired on September 30th, EV market share dropped from over 12% in September to around 5% in October. This sharp decline underscores the industry's reliance on subsidies. As the market adjusts, EV brands like Bollinger Innovations OTC's Bitdoinai are now facing a new reality where electric vehicles must compete based on price and quality alone. The shift highlights the challenges ahead for manufacturers and buyers in the evolving EV landscape. Ancor Resources identifies third drill prospect on Block 8T oil and gas license, Cambodia. Ancor Resources Corp. has identified a third drill prospect on its Block 8 oil and gas license in Cambodia. The North Bokor seismic program confirmed a third anticlinal dome structure, adding to the potential drilling targets in the area. This discovery marks a significant step towards defining Cambodia's first onshore hydrocarbon resource. The North Bokor structure, located at shallower depths compared to other structures in the region, is believed to be a closed anticline based on surrounding physical features. Enercam Resources Co., Cambodia Leted, a subsidiary of Ancor, is actively advancing oil and gas exploration activities in the region. The company is committed to environmental and social projects, including carbon capture and gas conservation initiatives. For more information, visit ancorresources.com.
Quantumzyme announces publication of green ibuprofen process in RSC Sustainability. Quantumzyme Corp. proudly announces the publication of their groundbreaking research on sustainable ibuprofen synthesis in RSC Sustainability. The peer-reviewed article validates their enzymatic process for ibuprofen production, leveraging digital biology and advanced enzyme design for a green, efficient, and scalable alternative to traditional synthesis. Key highlights include technology validation, sustainability impact, and industry readiness for large-scale API manufacturing. CEO Naveen Kulkarni emphasizes their commitment to transforming pharmaceutical manufacturing through sustainable innovation, positioning Quantumzyme as a leader in environmentally responsible drug production.
South China Sea Newswire releases commentary on Japan's new PM and announces UPI partnership. The South China Sea Newswire releases a commentary on Japan's new Prime Minister, Takaichi Sanae, highlighting her conservative and hawkish stance. As the first woman to hold this position, her policies could lead to a rightward shift in Tokyo, impacting regional security and defense strategies. This commentary marks the beginning of a new partnership with United Press International, UPI, offering in-depth coverage on the Indo-Pacific region. UPI will feature SCSNW's insights, enhancing their mission to provide authoritative reporting on the South China Sea's strategic importance. Editor-in-Chief James Borton, a seasoned foreign correspondent, will contribute to UPI's expanded Indo-Pacific network, ensuring timely and credible information for a global audience.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.